This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The state has awarded colleges and universities scholarships to help Coloradans get back to work. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Back to Work grants, totaling $15 million, are expected to help 4,000 Coloradans. Colleges and universities must prioritize workers who were laid off or furloughed by the pandemic, or workers whose earnings dropped or who couldn't enter the workforce. Money will help workers complete a degree or earn an industry-recognized credential. Colleges are expected to award a set number of degrees or credentials by the end of the grant term. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More than 100 parents, students, and community members held protests yesterday after Academy District 20 in El Paso County began mandating masks. The Gazette reports concerns ranged from personal choice to a gateway to stricter rules to perceived inconsistencies in the new rule. The district began a mask mandate yesterday for all students in preschool through 12th grade when indoors in group settings. According to the district, more than 2,000 students and staff have gone through quarantines since school began in August. A new bus route in western Colorado starts this week that takes riders between Telluride and Grand Junction and back in one day. Jeffrey Prilwitz is the project manager for CDOT's Bustang Outrider. He says it's important that rural residents are able to travel to Grand Junction and not have to spend the night.
People from Telluride, Montrose, Ridgeway can come up here and have like several hours to go to the doctor, shopping, visit relatives, whatever you come up for.
The route also serves Placerville, Olathe, and Delta. It makes several stops in Grand Junction, including the airport, the city's largest hospital, and the VA Medical Center. It runs every weekday. You're listening to CPR and KRCC.